couple of weeks ago now, my brother, the pastor in Ohio, made a wonderful observation and a devotion he provided for his congregation online. A wonderful observation about how God is a strong refuge for us. This is what Jim, my brother, wrote. There's an old adage that in the face of conflict, people must either fight or run away. Fight or flight is what we say. Sometimes people flee a social situation where humiliation and embarrassment are probable. Sometimes people flee a job where there is persistent conflict. Sometimes people even flee their own country where they find themselves under constant oppression. That's flight. That's flight. Now, not to flee, but to fight, of course, means to risk a horrible outcome. And the risk of such a horrible outcome makes fighting a last resort. But there is something of a third possibility, something other than fight or flight. There are places and ways in which a person can find seclusion. Seclusion and so be protected. For example, in the hymn, A Mighty Fortress, the original words indicate a fort. God is like a fort built to repel every enemy and keep within it, within that fort, those accosted by their adversaries. Now, there is great comfort in the very idea of such protection. Of a fort. It's a relief to think of a place in which we are comforted from the possibility of conflict and yet protected from the need to run away. So where is our place of seclusion, our safe place? The psalmist says that God himself is our place of seclusion, our safe place, and our shield in every need. In him we are shielded from the accusations even of our own consciences. We can run to him in every need, every terror or instability in our lives, and above all, from the fears of our own hearts. Now, my brother ended this wonderful little devotion with this thought. In our Savior Jesus Christ, we're shielded from the greatest of all accusations and conflicts, for he has borne all of our burdens and taken them far away from us. In him is our protection and rest. Jesus is our seclusion. Jesus is our hiding place. Jesus is our shield. Wonderful devotion. Wonderful devotion. In short, when confronted by problems, we don't flee, we don't fight, we find refuge in Jesus. And finding refuge in Jesus, we can remain. We can remain where we are and serve those around us in love. Now, this is similar to the point made by our text this morning. Here's that text again. This God is my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. What does that mean, that our way is made blameless, but that we can continue to live among people without accusations and suspicions and recriminations forcing us to do what? To flee or to fight. I mean, we do not speak much about reputation anymore, do we? But it remains true. And as those who have taken their own lives, yes, taken their own lives because of reputations ruined by what has been posted online demonstrate, if we believe that the world thinks us to be a laughingstock or horrible or a total idiot, how can we exist within it, exist within the world, if our reputation has been destroyed? This is the reason that Luther wrote in the Small Catechism that when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, what we are praying for is to be rescued. Rescued from every evil of body, soul, possessions, and reputation. Indeed, we have a commandment dealing with this very topic, the eighth commandment, in which it is demanded that we shall not give false testimony against our neighbor. That is, that we do not tell lies about him, betray him, slander him, hurt his reputation, but defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. Of course, remaining blameless over the last few months has been a challenge, hasn't it? I mean, being faced with COVID-19 and all of its consequences that are physical and financial, political, psychological, it seems like our only two choices are what? Flight and fight. That is, we run away and sequester ourselves in the cleanest possible environment, trying to prevent any contact with anyone, or we fight. We fight what is said. We fight the science or lack thereof. We fight the policies and rules and regulations that change daily. We fight procedures which may or may not be effective. And unfortunately, what is happening to families and to friendships and fellowships of any kind, the fighting and fleeing is causing them to fail. As fear and frustration have set in and anger built, as disagreement has led to blame, and blame to hatred. How can they see things that way? When are they ever going to come out of their house? Do they think we're idiots? Do they think we don't love them? Why don't they get some courage? Why don't they get some sense? Now, there's a third way. Third way, besides flight, besides fight. And that is to find refuge in God. To find safety and security and surety in our Lord and Savior Jesus. But how does that work? How does it work? I mean, we can certainly say that, and it sounds good, that is to find safety and security and surety in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but how does it actually work? It's interesting, when reading my brother's devotion, I was taken back to the time I visited the Coburg Fortress in Germany and getting the impression as I was standing within it that I would be safe and secure. Why? Well, no one could get into that fortress, and I don't think anyone ever has in its long history. And having all the supplies needed for a very long time, I would not need to run away. Of course, someone could besiege the castle and surround it and wait and wait and wait. And of course, me being inside, I could wait and wait and wait. And those besieging, well, they could hope that I would give up. And me, well, I could hope that things would change in the world so that they would end the siege and go do something else. That's how sieges usually end. And that's kind of where we're at, right? It's kind of where we're at now in Christ, waiting for the siege of COVID to end. Every day when we wake up, we can pray and read the Scriptures, confess our sins, receive forgiveness for them, and thus being righteous before God, being holy in His sight, being forgiven through faith in Jesus in His suffering and death and resurrection for us, we can live. We can live within this world, live blamelessly in this world, come what may. No, we don't need to run away and hide from everyone and everything. Indeed, we can't. We can't. We have to keep interacting in some way, somehow, with at least one other person. Nor do we need to fight. We simply need to live taking the precautions we're asked to take, even if we don't understand why. Even if we are so sick of rules that seem to change daily. And yet, still we need to live today, serving and loving as given the opportunity, even in this situation. And then at the end of the day, do the same thing. Pray, read the Scriptures, confess our sins, and settle in for a peaceful night's sleep. Practically, that is the very simple way the very simple way that we find safety and security and surety in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we may scoff at that, scoff at the reading of Scriptures daily. But if we do, maybe the question for us simply should be, when the last time is that we actually did that? That has committed ourselves to read the Scriptures daily? For if we do not, if we have not, what have we done but shut off one of the ways by which God, our loving Heavenly Father, speaks to us? Because that's what's happening when we read the Word of God. When we read the Word of God, our Heavenly Father is speaking to us. And when we pray to Him, we're speaking with Him. We're speaking with Him from our hearts, pouring out before Him all our worries, all of our concerns about everything that's going on in our lives. So what is our reading of the Word of God? What is our praying? But our daily conversation with God. Our daily conversation in the morning, our daily conversation in the evening with our loving Heavenly Father, which then guards and keeps our hearts and minds from all the things that are happening around us. I mean, we understand this, right? This guarding and keeping. We understand how talking to another person can make us feel better as they affirm our ideas and share with us theirs, which we then in turn approve of. After such a conversation, what do we do? But we feel better about ourselves, right? We acknowledge that we're not crazy. We thought we were, but having the conversation, we figured out we're not. At least there's two crazy people in the world, not just one. Then also we are encouraged and we're invigorated to live. Okay, I guess since I'm doing okay, I can go another day. Well, this is just what happens when God talks to us through His Word and we talk to Him in our prayer. That's what happens. The only difference, by our daily conversations with God, we remain truly in the right perspective of life in the world, of life right now. I'll repeat that. By our daily conversations with God, we remain truly in the right perspective of life in the world, of life right now. We then can live blamelessly for all sorts of people that we encounter every day and live knowing that God is truly our refuge. God is truly our refuge. God is truly our refuge. So we need neither to combat the issues of the day nor run from them. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.